If you have your Bibles with you, please open them to the book of the Revelation, chapter 6, keeping in mind that at the present moment we are studying together the truth related to the four horsemen of the apocalypse as they are described in Revelation, chapter 6. When we left you yesterday, we were thinking about the fourth horseman of the apocalypse. We had seen the first horseman ride forth, bringing about upon the earth during the tribulation, that period of time that will occur when the church of the Lord Jesus Christ is translated from the earth, during the tribulation, a great peace movement which will bring peace to the whole world. We discovered as the next horse rode forth, the red horse, that would be a period of short-lived peace, because the second horseman of the apocalypse was to come and to take peace from the earth. Horrible as the war was, its side effects were as great or greater, because the third horseman of the apocalypse, a black horseman, rode forth, and accompanying him were famines that brought about death to multitudes, numbering even a great number. This host of people died as a result of the side effects of the war. The fourth horseman of the apocalypse, we just noticed him riding forth when we were with you. He is described in verses 7 and 8 of Revelation chapter 6. If you will notice the verses with us again. When John opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, "Come and see." And I looked, and behold, a pale horse. And his name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with the sword, with hunger, with death, and with the beasts of the earth. We notice that this fourth rider on this fourth horse was one with a companion, if you please. One was Death, and the other was Hell or Hades. The color of the horse, more accurately, is green than pale. And as we watched these two horsemen ride across the earth, we saw Death snatching the bodies of individuals and Hades snatching the spirit of individuals, killing a fourth part of all the people who were on the earth. Truly a great slaughter of the human race. We said that we would look with you today at what was used by Death and Hell as they rode across the earth. So will you glance again at verse 8. Revelation chapter 6, verse 8. Power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword, with hunger, and with death, with the beasts of the earth. There are four natural weapons used by God in this paragraph to accomplish his purpose. The Old Testament refers to these four things as the four weapons of God. When God makes war, let us remember today, he is not limited to an atomic bomb. When God makes war, he is not limited to swords and to guns. He uses four weapons. He has used them in the past, and he's going to use them when this seal is opened. First of all, there is the sword, which speaks of ordinary war. And God does use ordinary war to accomplish his purposes. That may sound a bit foreign to some people, that God would have anything to do with war at all. No, wars do not come from God. Wars come from the lusts which war in the members of the human race. But oftentimes, God uses war as a chastening rod in his hand to remind people that he is on the throne and his will cannot be thwarted. There is the sword, I say, which speaks of ordinary war, and then there is hunger, which speaks of famine. Yes, God has been known to use famine to bring people to their knees, that they might acknowledge his sovereign right and will over them. God can shut up the heavens where there is no rain, so that individuals will not be able to produce crops, and they will have to look to God. On the other hand, God can so bless with the right kind of weather that land can produce twice as much, so that God, in his marvelous goodness, is able to provide not only for the present, but for the future as well. When God would teach men lessons, when God would bring men back to himself, he would use, I emphasize, as a weapon in his hand, famine. The third weapon that was mentioned in our paragraph is the word death. Now, if we use this word death, it says very little to us, because death is riding on one of these horses, and death is a very general thing. But a better word for the word death here would be the word pestilence or disease, because that is the meaning of the word in the original text. Now, if you are thinking with us today, you realize what we have said. Death and hell are going to ride across the earth in the early part of the tribulation, and are going to take from the earth a fourth part of all the population. As an instrument or a weapon in their hand will be ordinary war. Then there will be famine, and then there will be pestilence. There will be disease. God kills with the sword, he kills with hunger, and he kills with disease when he sets judgment upon the earth. Disease, all disease, is a result of the original sin of Adam. If Adam had not fallen, then there would be no illness and no sickness. And God, in his mercy and in his grace, has provided divine healing, has provided healing through human effort to relieve the suffering of the world. But when God visits with judgment, nothing but God can stay the pestilence. David disobeyed God. God said through his prophet to David, I must deal with you. I cannot let this disobedience go unchecked. You may choose what I shall do. And David said, all I know is that I don't want to fall into the hands of man. Thou art a merciful God. Let me fall into your hands. And God said, all right. And he sent a pestilence upon David's kingdom that went on and on and on until God heard the cry of David. God, stay the pestilence. Let some judgment come upon me, but God, stay the pestilence. And the story is told in the Bible that God did stay the pestilence. And so climactic was the stop to the pestilence that they knew the day and the hour and the place that it stopped. This should prove beyond all doubt that God can stay the pestilence, and he can let it go as a weapon in his hand. Now, there is something that may be hard for us to grasp right at the moment. The fourth weapon in the hands of God during this tribulation period, he kills with the beasts of the earth. Hunters are saying that certain kind of beasts are becoming extinct and there isn't going to be anything to hunt anymore. If we are to believe what is given to us in this verse of Scripture, during the tribulation, wild beasts will increase in number, and they will break out of the bounds of the wilderness and will roam to and fro over the earth, slaughtering everybody who comes into their path. A fourth of the population of the earth will be destroyed by sword, hunger, disease, and wild beasts. Well, if you have been listening closely while we have discussed this paragraph, you know that the four horsemen of the apocalypse ride out to do their evil deeds in the early part of the tribulation. You really realize what we've been thinking about? A seven-sealed book and we've opened only four seals, and already a fourth part of the population has been destroyed. The tribulation has just begun. Worse things are yet to follow. I would suggest that you stay close to this broadcast in successive days as we open the remaining seals in the seven-sealed book. And I want to remind you now that if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can expect to be an eyewitness on the earth to everything that we've talked about today. But if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior, if you're trusting Him, then you do not need to be concerned for yourself, because you will be delivered from the hour of trial that is coming to try the world. The burden you should carry should be a burden for those loved ones and friends who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. I am trying in our studies in the book of Revelation to lend a sense of literalness to everything I say, because if you explain away the book of Revelation through symbolism, spiritualizing the full truth, it will have no real meaning to you. But if you will recognize this book as God's revelation of what is to come literally on the earth, your concern for the lost will be greater, and your desire to get the gospel out will be more intense.